This is an Expository Files podcast. I am John Quinn, and this is being recorded on August the 1st, 2017. This is the second of four in a series of podcasts based on Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 9, as we seek to correlate the words of this biblical text with the hymn, Hallelujah, What a Savior, which is also the title of this series. Consider the words of the second verse of the hymn, Hallelujah, What a Savior. Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. And now the words of our biblical text, Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 through 6. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. Sometimes we as human beings expect God to do what we do ourselves all the time, wink at sin, ignore sin. But our sins could not be ignored by a just and perfectly righteous God. But they could be paid for by a sacrifice. But that sacrifice had to be at least equal to the weight of guilt of our sins, the sins of the whole world. No shortcut is possible here. Jesus paid the price, and only he could do so. In Matthew chapter 27, verses 41 through 43, we have the chief priest mocking Jesus at his crucifixion. The Bible says, "In the same way the chief priest also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, 'He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now, if he delights in him. For he said, I am the Son of God.'" Others were also joining in. In Matthew chapter 27, verses 39 through 40, we read, "And those passing by were hurling abuse at him, wagging their heads and saying, 'You who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross.'" The previous evening, Jesus had observed the Passover with his apostles. The Bible says in Matthew 26, verses 27 and 28, "And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many, for the forgiveness of sins.'" He was not paying for crimes that he had done, but for sins that I have done and you have done. As his creation, I owed God wondrous glory and high honor and beautiful reverence and praise. Instead, he got rebellion and sin. He got arrogance, aloofness, self-centeredness, pettiness, stubbornness, and non-commitment. Sometimes I was just too busy to give him anything. He was not nearly high enough on my personal agenda to deserve much attention. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, this universal truth is stated, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." There is one reason that I will not receive the just consequences for my sins, and that reason is Jesus. He sealed my pardon with his blood. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the richness of his grace." Listen, whatever voices are calling upon you to keep your distance from Jesus, it is time to stop listening to them and by faith accept God's mercy extended to you. Again, the words of our text, "Surely our griefs he himself bore and our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, and the chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him." And now the words of the second verse of our hymn, Hallelujah, What a Savior. Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. This has been an Expository Files podcast. I am John Quinn, and thanks for listening.